Good morning. Wow, I have quite a few kids today. Okay, we're going to do a little mind experiment, okay? I want you to picture two animals. The two animals I want you to picture, one is got a beak and two legs and feathers. Can someone tell me what that is? Bird, yeah. Okay, picture a bird, a little brown bird. And then the other one has four legs, hoofs, little pads on its hoofs, and little horns, and it goes blah, blah. What do you think it is? What do you think it is?
A goat.
A goat, you're right. Okay, so picture in your head, you can close your eyes if you want, a goat and a bird. Now, one of these is, there's actually a group of them, and they're in the tree, and they're going branch to branch, and they're eating berries, okay? The bird, okay, and then the one of them is on a dirt road, and it's when the people get near, it starts scrambling up the cliff.
Goat.
Do you think that's a goat? Okay, so let's picture that in our head, okay? You got that picture? And now I want you to turn around and look up on the screen, and I want you to see what actually is happening, if you can see this. Now these are... Can someone tell me what's in the tree? These are tamari goats, and they're eating the argan berries that are in this tree. And they're coming out of the tree here. We'll get all the goats out of the tree sometime. Okay, they're gonna all get out eventually. Okay. Now I want you to see the road. This is not a very good video. You have to look very carefully, but we didn't get the best video on this one. Let's see if this one will come up. Got the video? This one is maybe not going to play here. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what the video is about. It's some quail, and they're climbing up this steep cliff, and they're trying to get away from us as we're coming along the trail. And there's this steep cliff, and there's rocks coming down, and they're not flying. They can fly, but they're not going to fly unless they have to. So they're climbing up this steep cliff. So how does that match the picture that you had? That's different. It doesn't match, does it? No. You know what? Sometimes we hear things that people tell us, or we see something, and we get a wrong picture in our head. Who has the right picture? Who has a correct picture? Can you tell me who has a correct picture?
God.
God has a correct picture. You know, he made all the animals. He made us. He says in Psalms, I know all the birds of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. He knows the goats and their capability, and he knows the quail and what they can do. And you know what? It says that we should follow Christ. What did Christ do? It says in Isaiah that his delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity the meek of the earth. So what does that mean? That Christ doesn't go by what he hears and by what he sees, but he does what's right. He judges he knows our hearts, and he knows what's inside of us, and he knows the truth, and he's going to judge us by the truth. So what should we do? What should we do? We hear somebody says something about somebody, or we see something, and we start judging that person and say, oh, they must be so-and-so, or they must be poor, or they must be rich, or what should we do? You know, it says in Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So we need to not just go by what we hear and what people tell us and what we see, but we need to be open to God's leading, right? And we need to trust in him. Okay, let's all stand up and we'll say a prayer, okay? Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for making all the animals and for making us and for knowing us and for giving us wisdom. And we pray that you will help us to remember these goats and the quail, and to remember that you are the one that knows all and that we need to trust in you. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.